The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
This afternoon, we are going to be talking about the impact of parental conflict on children. So let's touch base with Dawn Pettigrew-Smith. Hello, Dawn, and good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Caribbee. How are you?
I'm good. How you been?
Oh, girl, life's been life since in Jamaica.
That actually sounds kind of nice. Eh? Life been life in Jamaica. It sounds like it came out of a storybook.
Living in Jamaica is a storybook, Caribbee.
Oh, God, wait. Well, nice having you here today, Dawn, and I hope you had a fantastic week last week. I know we had some challenges, but we're okay now, and you're here. I'm so glad that you are.
Yes, and I'm very happy that I'm here too, especially talking about Child's Month, and I know you guys are dealing with a recent incident over there in Trinidad and Tobago. Very unfortunate, but I pray that this month, as the world focuses on Child's Month, I pray that parents will become more intentional about helping our children. And if it's the parents that are called, that are causing the abuse to our children, I hope that the authorities will also be able to, well, take care of them so that our children can be safer.
Definitely, and I agree with that 110%. Now let's get straight into it, Dawn, and the topic, the impact of parental conflict on children. Now we have an idea of what parental conflict is, but when we say parental conflict, what exactly does that include for parents who are listening who may not have an idea of what it actually is? Dawn, tell us.
Right. So, you know, the disagreement, the quarrels, the fights, the throwing the things, the calling the name, the disrespect, all those things. We seem to think that, oh, this is not affecting our children. But remember, children live what they learn. And if intervention does not take place early, they grow up doing the same thing. And so we realize that our communities stay within a cycle, Caribbean. So, you know, women, statistics have shown that 85% of emotional and psychological abuse is done by women. All right? That's the name calling, you know, the putting down, all that stuff. Physical and sexual abuse are mainly done by men.
Right.
To women. Right? So all of those things, any form of conflict that is being done in a space where there are children, that conflict, even though it may not directly or primarily infect the child, it has a lot of secondary effect that could last with them a lifetime.
Wow. Secondary effects that can last with them for a lifetime. I like that, because at times we as parents, we feel as though if we, you know, get on, and I'll say this in all terms, get on with your children and think that it may not affect them, but it does, and it actually lasts us longer in some cases. Yeah.
Now, yes,
it lasts longer. I mean, I remember.
It does, Carrie. Go ahead.
As old as I am right now. And I remember when I got, I remember when I got cut skin for bathing in the barrel. You know, I can't forget that. You know, I can't forget that, Dawn. So I made a vow to myself. I would not cut my children's skin when the skin wet. I do think that. I do like that at all. I don't like that. But I mean, I was a little mischievous, eh? I was.
Yes, but even so, there's a difference between abuse and discipline. And as Caribbean parents, we have a lot of unlearning to do. A lot of unlearning to do. But sticking with the topic today, I'll give you a perfect example of how parental conflicts affect children. I grew up in a home where my dad was an alcoholic. Outside of the alcohol, Kerry, the entire neighborhood is in love with my father. Wow. He's one of those most respected gentlemen. Mm-hmm. My father was a taxi driver who wore white linen shirts, okay?
Oh, my God.
Just to tell you how, that's what I grew up seeing. I grew up seeing my mother starching these shirts and man take care of, proper. But when my father drinks and come home, even the cat and the dog that we didn't have are getting hit.
Wow.
And so I remember that I wouldn't sleep at night because I was afraid for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't sleep, all right? Now, fast forwarding all these years, over 40-something years, I still show up like a little girl every time I hear two people get in an altercation.
Wow.
With all the psychology that I know, with all the self-regulation that I know, I still run away from conflicts. If I hear two people raise their voice, the fear that arrives in me, as old as I am, right? Now, good for me, I can link it to where it's coming from. And right. So I can talk myself through regulating that emotion. But if we don't have the understanding that parental conflicts affect children, then we are going to continue to have broken children who are becoming broken adults. Yeah, if we have broken adults, we're going to have
a broken society. Wow.
There we go.
Wow. And you see just how you broke it down there, Dawn. I don't think a lot of us understands that when we have broken children, as you mentioned, when we have broken children, they're going to grow into broken adults. And in turn would result in a broken society. Guys, get into the conversation. 306-1065, 625-2257, or 627-3223. I find my voice sounding different. You find I'm sounding different, Dawn? I find that sounding different. What's going on here?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm hearing you loud and clear.
You're hearing me? Okay, all right.
Yes.
Maybe it's the short in my headphones that make me sound like this. Now, Dawn, I want to get back into it. And of course, guys, get into the conversation because we are talking about today the impact of parental conflict on children. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, not you, Dawn. I'm going to ask our listeners because we have grown up in an environment where, and I'm being very real about this, and if you disagree with me, let me know. Send me a message on WhatsApp. We grew up, Dawn, one, in a Caribbean home, and two, in a Caribbean violent home. Because everything we do, sometimes our parents don't even have to lift a hand, but we're frightened. By the time they watch us with our cut eyes, so, and they just watch you, and you just know already to straighten out yourself. And I think that is what stayed with us into adulthood. Now, let's stick a pin there. We are getting a call. So let's hear who is there. Let's check on line one. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Carrie.
Rima.
And good afternoon, Dawn. You know what she spoke about her dad?
Mm-hmm.
Carrie, my father was a mwah, darling. But when you see Tia Kondi, he drink this liquor. Carrie, he used to get helpless. And we had a neighbor. Neighbor is Papa Joe. And Papa Joe's son was a jockey. When you see my father start to rumble and bumble, my mother will say, Olia, just go and get Papa Joe here for me.
Wow.
Papa Joe will come. Sonny, my father will cool down and boil down worse than bad. And he quiet and he think, hey, you see, I go and put you by in this porch and tie you with a rope and call in my mother and say, here now, if he want to lose himself, come back and call me.
Wow. Intervention, yes?
Yes. And here now, My father will ask my mother if he wants something to eat, he will bring. And my mother would listen not to untie him.
Wow.
Not to untie him when he get up in the morning. I go to say, Carrie, my father would know not a single thing.
Hmm.
And he will go and beg Papa Joe to forgive him, forgive him, forgive him, Carrie.
Wow.
Carrie, you heard her say the spirit in your room is really a spirit, you know.
No, Arima, before you continue, has that impacted your life as you got older?
Not really, you know, but you know, none of my brothers and them never become alcoholic.
Oh.
Never had it. But in the ending, my father had to stop drinking and stop smoking cigarettes.
Wow.
But you know, yeah, they say the children that take inhabit. None. I had four brothers. None of them.
Mm. Mm.
And they are darling of a husband, Carrie.
Wow.
You see, sometimes it's really the children mine, not really the inherit. You know, Carrie.
Mm. I got you, Arima. Thank you so much for your call. And Dawn, what do you think about that? As Arima mentioned, you know, sometimes children don't follow in the footsteps of their parents. They actually, at times, go opposite.
Yes, yes, that is true. But look at the big difference. Intervention took place for them. So, growing up, Carrie, we never saw intervention. There was no Papa Joe to come and hold my father down.
Yeah.
So the only thing we saw was this man becoming a monster when he drinks.
Hmm.
Right? So the important thing and the difference right there is the Papa Joe. So many communities need some more Papa Joes. You understand?
Yeah.
Because now her brothers were able to see that, wow, if that behavior is restrained, you don't need to show up this way.
Mm-hmm.
We never saw that. We just saw what we saw, you know?
Hmm. I gotcha. Now, Dawn, we have to go and take a break in about 2 minutes, but I really want to ask you this before we go. Is conflict in the household considered normal? Is that a normal thing? Based on your experience and having conversations with children and adults, is that normal?
Of course. I mean, conflicts in relationship, conflicts with your children. It's how we handle conflicts, Carrie, that is the problem.
Mm.
We're always going to have disagreements. Just think about that. You know, two different individuals coming together to be one. Just process that. Different hopes, different dreams, different desires, different likes, different. So how do you live amicable in a home? How do you resolve? Because conflicts are going to come up, but
yeah,
it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be done in war.
I like that. Now let's stick a pin there, Dawn. We gotta go take a quick break, and when we come back, more of the discussions. You know, I love where this is going. Guys, get into the conversation. 306-1065. I will be taking your calls when we come back from the break, as we are here with Dawn Petgrave Smith, and this is the impact of parental conflict on children. It's mental. What you do every Tuesdays right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. We're going to take a quick break and be back with so much more. And today we are talking about the impact of parental conflict on children. Help me welcome back Dawn. Hi, good afternoon, and welcome back.
Thank you, Carrie.
Now, Dawn, I know you have to rush out really, really quickly, so we have to cut our conversation short, but I want you to tell us really quickly, you know, what are some healthy ways to deal with conflicts around the children?
All right. Thank you for that. So we have to understand that children, they don't just absorb what they hear, but they absorb what they see. And so lower your tone. You know, that's something that we can do. Lower our tone. We can avoid the yelling and the insults and the sarcasm, you know, the threats, right? I should have, or you're just as worthless as, you know, avoid those things. One of the biggest thing I would, when I speak to parents, I would tell them, take a pause if the emotions are extremely high. just take a pause. You could always revisit that situation. But especially if children are around, we need to remember that children feel safer when the adults that they look up to, right? They feel safer when adults remain emotionally controlled, even during disagreement. So we're not saying don't have disagreements. I mean, that's what is a life without disagreement, right? A smooth sea never makes a good sailor. Mm-hmm. So we're always going to have disagreement. But my encouragement to parents, lower your tone of voice, avoid the yelling, avoid the insults, avoid the name calling, avoid the threats, especially in domestic violence, avoid the threats. Handling conflict does not have to become violent, especially when your children are in the same space.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much, Dawn. And I know this is where we'll have to close off today. I can't wait to have you here next week and we'll continue the conversation. Yeah?
Yes, yes, for sure. And I'm so sorry I'm not able to stay with you longer today.
Okay.
But thank you for the show. And thank you for the incredible work that you continue to do with having these well-needed conversation. All the best, Carrie.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Dawn. We'll catch you here next week.
Bye-bye.
After God. Yes. Thanks so much, guys. That was Dawn Pettigrew-Smith.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.